Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and my sidekick, Augie, our producer, is going to help us navigate through the world of dark and greasy little stories that the mainstream media would rather we left just where they are, in the dark. And of course, why not visit gay Paris? Not so gay these days. But our old pal, Mini Macron, the little Napoleon, he had a little bit of a mishap at the pool. He went to open the Olympics, the magnificent showcase in Le Grand Hôpital Psychiatrique, the big madhouse that is now Paris. Roll it there, Augie. He was determined to showcase the magnificent prowess of the French swimmer as he bounced up and down on the plank. But the plank seemed to malfunction, and the poor gentleman fell into la soupe. Voila, boom, down he goes. How bad could it get? Well, I suppose, Augie, at least this dude that fell into the pool, he was lucky he didn't fall into the Seine, because the Seine River is apparently going to be one of the venues used in this grand showcase of French power and magnificence. But unfortunately, just like Mini Macron, Mini Napoleon, it looks like the Seine, Augie, is full of shit.
And E. coli bacteria.
Literally full of crap. It hasn't been safe to swim in La Seine since 1922 or something like that, right, Augie? Correct. So literally, the river's full of crap. The Prime Minister is full of crap. But if you've seen the old film Ratatouille, the Disney classic about the little rats living under the city and the poor dude trying to steal a bit of ham for his dinner, right now, France is literally crawling with le ratistes. Organis, merci, Pian.
Oh, my God. Ratatouille.
Jesus, look, it's alive with rats, literally. I mean, that's not a good sign. They say you're never more than a meter away from a rat anywhere in the world, but in Paris, they're literally crawling around in your pockets. This is the dude. It goes up his leg. Check it out. Wakes him up. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? Are you going to have rat races? Literally, there's going to be rat races at the Olympics. You're actually going to be part of the rat race in Gay Paris. But Augie, these little furry friends have four legs. How many legs does a bed bug have, Augie?
Six.
Six legs. Now, in addition to the four-legged frenzy and rat race in Gay Paris, Paris and France has been generally overrun with these grimy little dudes, little spidery-like dudes that live in the hotel bedsheets. And France has faced an epidemic of these grotesque little bloodsuckers. Now, I'm not talking about the political elite in France, grotesque little bloodsuckers. I'm talking about the dudes that live in your sheets. Check this out. The city is literally crawling with them. Run the video, Og.
Paris is gearing up for next year's Summer Olympics, but for now, they have unwanted invaders. Megan Fitzgerald now on the city's bedbug problem.
Whoa. In theaters?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Whoa. What is that?
Arizona, where exterminators found massive
blisters.
Infestations with thousands of bugs.
Yeah, they have to like clean up this place.
So you got to fumigate the whole city, basically, before you can sleep in the beds again. Wow, it's absolutely freaky, isn't it? And this is where they're going to bring athletes from around the world.
It's all Russia's fault.
Wow, wow, wow. What do you call, Organis, 100,000 men with their hands in the air?
The French army.
Correcto mundo. Next. So the problems don't end there. Four-legged furry friends creeping around in your garbage. Eight-legged dudes or six-legged dudes creeping around in your bed. Two-legged creeps creeping around in the French parliament. But in addition to that, if we have a look back at the whole string of allegations here, the dude falling off in his night tight-fitting underwear, I'm sure Macron's wife would fancy a bit of that. He's young. So, but in addition to that, there's a stream of consciousness here about the French and their obsession with Russia. And of course, Russia is now apparently to blame for le bed bugs biting la ass.
They told me that they've been really, really busy because Paris has a real problem.
Oh, look, yeah. This is good. Look, Z. Yeah.
The French government is expected to announce new emergency measures.
Yeah, this is it. And this is verified by BBC Verify. BBC Verify have looked at all this footage and they can suggest that an anonymous source says it's absolutely genuine. Oh, this is great. This is just beautiful. Boom. If only. This is great. That's classic. That's good. So moving on from the rat race in Gay Paris, we're going to keep with a sporting team, Augie. And it seems that sport is politics. Regardless of the idea that the Olympics is meant to be a crucible where great athletes compete, represent their countries, regardless of, you know, political issues and what's going on in the world. For example, there's Israel. Israel can vaporize a couple of tens of thousands of kids, wipe out a whole city. They're at the Olympics. They're at the, you know, what's that fest where they all sing ridiculous songs dressed up as freaks? Eurovision. So Israel gets the full ticket, but Russia is absolument noir, gone, absolutely au revoir. But the Russians have had a terrible idea. They've decided to have their own friendship games. Friendship games. What a stupid idea. What an idea. Have games and a sporting get-together where we all get together and actually compete. And the sport actually dictates what happens. So here we have two senior European and IOC, the International Olympic Committee personnel, actually hoping and praying that Russia's friendship games collapses. And they're giving this reassurance that they hope it all falls on its ass, not to a real African or Arab official. It's a prankster. It's one of the boys, Vovan Alexis. And I have absolutely no idea who these dudes are, by the way. They pranked these two guys, one senior guy from the European Commission, to actually suggest that they hope it all collapses. And they actually sing a song, the prayer of Vovan and Alexis. Guys, you got to watch this. This is absolutely insane. Check it out. Augie, run it.
If you can, if you put the hand here, like, yeah, vice president. And you should repeat for me.
Very well.
Today is a holiday. Today is a holiday of Saint... Saint Vovan and Alexis. It's a heroes of the continent. And if you repeat it, it would be great.
So this is like the dude in the white gown, okay? Now this isn't blackface, this is Arab face. Just for you, Justin, so you're watching. This isn't blackface, this is all good. This is Arab face. This is probably the most ridiculously poor, you know, fake Arab I've ever seen in my life. But the two boys are more than happy to have a full-on conversation and hope that they can screw Russia's friendship games. What an absolute...
Do you hear them saying Saint Vovan and Alexis?
He actually says it.
Vovan is Alexis, huh?
Help me
to... It's not Azov. It's not Azov.
To prevent this friendship games.
To prevent these friendship games.
They're praying to prevent...
Let's pray to prevent the friendship games. This is the Olympic spirit. This is the spirit of sport for all. Let's pray to prevent friendship. Boom. So who are these guys, Vovan and Alexis? Well, they're two really, really hot Russian pranksters. And they've really embarrassed some of the really the top people in Europe. Boris Johnson, the British Minister of Defence, many, many more. The Irish Prime Minister as well, who they actually said was one of the dumbest people they'd ever spoken to. But interestingly, they also asked J.K. Rowling, who's in trouble now for refusing to call men women and women men, or is it men and women men? Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. They asked her to create a new Harry Potter with the Ukrainian trident sort of tattooed to his forehead like this. Or was it like that? I'm not sure which one it was. Okay, so we're getting out of Europe and we're going to head stateside, Augie. And the big preoccupation this week has been the eclipse. An incredible event where the sun gets blocked out. But in the States, it seems that the supporters of Big Don have decided that it wasn't the moon that blocked the sun out. It was the big boss's side of his head. Check this. Run it, Augie. It's an incredible piece of PR. You know, these guys are really thinking on their feet. It's just great. I didn't know what it was initially. I thought it was some sort of Death Star or something from Star Wars, you know, with the music, boom, boom, boom. But it really is a classic piece of PR in the middle of this election. I mean, Biden's stuff is so rigid and crap. You know, his TikTok stuff with the eyes. This is insane. Look at that. It's a brand. It's incredible stuff. Now, staying on the space theme, we should talk about how American Congress, women and men, these are the people in charge of your children's lives, our future, your tax dollars. And one of them is a very interesting lady, Augie. She was in charge of one of the scientific committees in the States. And she recently gave something of a lecture about the moon. Yeah. And apparently, it's news to me, the moon isn't made of cheese. It's made of gases. Run the video, Augie.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon.
Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
The moon is made of gases? What?
The question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
It's impossible to go near the sun. These are the people in charge. Can you believe this? This is unreal. But this is not the only problem we've had with the sun, Trump's head, and the moon. Guess what one of the most Googled phrases was over in the States? They're very nice people. We love the Americans, right? We love the Americans. But this one is funny. So you got this congresswoman, right, giving a lecture about the moon being made of gas and that you can't go to the sun. Newsflash. We can't go to the sun? What? And then after this happens, you check Google, and what's the most Googled phrase? Why my eyes hurt so much, mama? Well, staying stateside and talking about the moon, and we recently had the Americans worried that the Russians were going to put a weapon of mass destruction in space to destroy their satellites. Well, staying in the States, Stephanie Mueller, a 70-year-old transgender person, has some weapons of mass distraction out front. We can check it out in the video. Imagine going in to get your parking ticket argued in front of the judge, and these this equipment arriving in the courtroom. Where exactly would you look? Run it, Augie.
She's really smart. She sounds like she's got the right idea about things. I really support what she's up to, and I think it's fabulous.
The problem with this stuff is these dudes, they dress up like this, hoping everyone will look at them, and then when you do look at them, they complain. But what are you meant to do? This is insanity. This is a 70-year-old dude dressed up. It's like Twisted Sister with two water balloons stuffed up his shirt. You remember Twisted Sister? Twisted Sister. Stephanie Mueller, Twisted Sister. Stephanie Mueller, Twisted Sister. It's a twisted fucking world, I can tell you right now. This is insane. Of course, staying in the States, we're lucky that you guys over there, you're a melting pot of ethnicity, colors, races, and religions. And you got a president that reflects that. Good old Uncle Joe. He's Greek, he's Irish, he's Spanish, he's French, he's German, he's Italian, he's black. He's about just about everything. He's like a Neapolitan ice cream, speaking of ice creams. Augie, run the video.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
Italiano.
I say I got raised in the black church.
God damn it.
I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture.
Mumtaz.
Is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture.
A student of Persian culture? Is this guy serious?
More than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
Of course, Joe, Sleepy Joe, is very proud of his Irish heritage. And they actually did a big mural in County Mayo where they say his relatives came from 10,000 years ago. But the mural right now is looking a bit shabby. Remember, the Houthis are a very impoverished country on the edge of the Red Sea, and they've taken a stand for the Palestinians. They've been firing rockets and missiles, all kinds of shit, at international shipping, costing a lot of money to the Israelis and giving the Americans a giant pain in the ass. Now, the captain of one of the big carriers here, one of our pals, is posting these NAFO memes while he's out in the Red Sea, protecting the high seas from these crazy Houthis. But the Houthis seem to be really bothered by it. Check this. Augie, run it. Yep, the boys are really, really, really on their knees. Look, check it. This is the surrender dance. Is it, Augie? I don't think so. This is the you dance from the Houthis, right? This is wicked. Whoop, beautiful. So I hear you ask, who are NAFO? NAFO. Well, NAFO is a group, a very large group, of middle-aged men. Most of them have diabetes, bedwetting problems, have never had sex with a woman or a man, but probably more of the latter, who go online and bully people, attack them, try to hijack posts that disagree with the Ukrainian narrative. Now, who's behind them, you may ask? Well, this is an interesting question. The founder is a devout Nazi and racist, a very unpleasant character.
With a hard-on for Hitler.
Correct, a hard-on for Hitler. Hey, come on, what's a hard-on for Hitler among friends, eh, Ursula? Because Ursula von der Leyen is also very fond of the NAFO guys. These boys have celebrated the murder of defenseless women, including Daria Dugina, a woman blown to pieces in her car for disagreeing with Ukraine, the terrible high crime of being anti-narrative. Now, NAFO, there's hundreds of thousands of these guys. They're organized into little groups. They raise a lot of money. People like the Georgian Legion, who are renowned prisoner killers and breakers of international law. These guys keep bad company, but they're a cute bunch of motherfuckers too. So the name itself, NAFO, is the North Atlantic Fellas Association. Oh my God, I'm so tough. Dwelling in their mummy's bedroom, it's hard, you know, but a lot of these guys get the internet cut off at 9 p.m. So be good boys, turn off early, save electricity, mom will be home soon. But it's obviously named after NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And, you know, it's so cringy. It's sad. It's sad to watch these chunky dudes do their thing. Run the video, Augie.
This is one of the videos that they produce for the grassroots
movement. Uh-huh. The grassroots NAFO. Uh-huh. Ooh, look at all my favorite people. Oh, jeez, look at Sunak. Who's this dude? Oh, my God, this is... What is this? And it doesn't end there. The cringe fest continues. Sick bags at the ready. Here's the narco Fuhrer and his wife. No one's seen her in about 6 months, right? What's she doing? She's probably just putting in a new floor in the Swiss mansion. God love her. Here we go. Run it, Uggy. Jesus. It's like something out of the Lord of the Rings. It's like Gollum.
Yes, my precious.
Oh, Jesus. This is... I can't watch this. Turn it off, Uggy. Get rid of it. Off. Of course, NAFO predicted a huge victory for the Ukrainian counterflop, or the counteroffensive, which went really well. They got about 300 yards, 100,000 men died, and they burnt all their Western equipment, including the leopards that were released. Release the leopards, Augie. Release them, please.
Well, at least what they achieved was praising headlines from the mainstream media.
Oh, crap. Yeah, the mainstream media, of course, loves NAFO. Despite the fact that they're online bullies, trolls, misogynists, homophobes, very nasty bunch of people. But just shows you, the same people are paying the mainstream media as are paying NAFO.
Just check out the headlines, man. Dogs of War. Dogs cartoon of war. Characters are taking the fight to Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
Ukraine internet army of NAFO fellas fights Russian trolls.
But they don't fight anyone. They're just full of shit. They sit on their computers... arguing with people and doing these little memes
don't you
of
know
dogs, right?
Ukraine's internet army of fellas are using dog memes to fight Russian propaganda.
How do you do that? How do you fight Russia with a dog meme? How does that work?
Probably killing people by cringe.
Killing by cringe. This is about the only fucking thing they could do. Useless bunch of diabetic obese fuckers. Some actually think that NAFO stands for No Actual Friends Organization. Is that correct? So you got to ask yourself, where does the money come from to run these grassroots organizations, Augie? And a lot of money is going into Ukraine. And some voices are raised now in the States asking questions. Where exactly does the money come from? How much have we spent? Get this, $80,000 a second. Let me get you that again. $80,000 a second has been spent on Ukraine since 2014. It ain't Shea Bowes saying that here in Moskva. This is Senator Tuberville. Run it, Augie.
My staff looked into it. It's about $300 billion is their best guesstimate. Right now, we're printing or borrowing $80,000 per second. We have spent $300 billion since 2014 in Ukraine.
So,
does that sound about right to you?
What else gets that kind of money spent on it? Like anything?
That does sound
he doesn't even know. This is the guy getting asked how much money was spent. He has no idea how much money has been spent because a huge chunk of it's probably gone into the old pockets of Z-Boy and his pals back in Kiev. It's just insane amounts of money. So while the U.S. and its allies in Europe are sending all their crap to Ukraine to burn, the French and European farmers are bringing their crap to Brussels and pumping it out and covering the cops, the buildings and the politicians who've screwed their livelihoods with, you name it, crap. Run it, Augie. So this is a face-off not between the forces of good and evil, but between the forces of farming and the forces of the military-industrial complex. And I think that the forces of the poop protesters are winning, hands down. No. So that's it for another week, our whistle-stop tour of Shitsville. We featured a lot of crap this week, but then again, the politicians that we've talked about have been talking crap for decades. And it's you that's going to pay for it all. I'll see you next week.